This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The squirrel hunt's underway. Fall fishing is in full swing, and the archery deer hunt season opener is just days away. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, the first of the Illinois deer seasons opens very soon when archers take to the woods and forest on October 1st. Illinois archers are offered more than 3 months to pursue deer, and the season opens October 1st and continues through January 16th. Now, the archery deer season and turkey season temporarily closes during both segments of the firearm deer hunt, which are November 19th through the 21st, and again December 2nd through the 5th. Archery hunting hours are a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset, and permits are available from licensed vendors throughout the state. Now, in fact, Illinois hunters should find a bumper crop of whitetails as they take to the forest and woodlots on October 1st for the season opener of the annual archery deer hunt. According to Illinois Department of Natural Resources wildlife managers, deer densities have changed very little from last year, and in the case of Illinois deer hunters, a stable population of whitetails can mean only good news. Deer herds throughout much of the state continue to thrive, and if conditions remain favorable, experts expect deer hunters to enjoy another exceptional hunting season. Now, according to local wildlife biologist Deck Major, he says Illinois should see a harvest nearly the same or even slightly better than last year. He says that over the years, we've witnessed an almost annual growth in the archery deer harvest, and this year should be no different. Now, as many hunters realize, deer numbers alone do not ensure a good harvest. Weather and unharvested crops can greatly influence the annual deer hunting success. And with the archery season typically opening October 1st, archers are accustomed to dealing with warm weather and an abundance of crops. However, Major says that standing crops will likely become less of an issue this year. The local corn harvest has been underway since early September, and much of these crops will be removed from the fields early if the weather doesn't come into play. As we said earlier, the archery season opens October 1st, and there will be plenty of whitetails out there for everyone to enjoy. Also, another deer hunting opportunity is quickly approaching, and this one's for youngsters. Illinois youths will take to the woods October 9th and 10th for the annual Illinois Youth Either Sex Firearm Deer Hunt. Permits for this season are available over-the-counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors. And for a list of DNR and public land sites open for hunting during the youth firearm hunt in 2010, you can go to the DNR website, which is www.dnr.state.il.us. Once again, that's www.dnr.state.il.us. Also, there's a temporary boat ramp closure over at Lake Shelbyville. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Shelbyville has closed the Coon Creek Recreation Area boat ramp due to construction of a new high water ramp in the vicinity of the existing boat ramp. The boat ramp will be closed to all traffic, vehicles, and pedestrians, and this closure is necessary to provide safety for workers and members of the general public while the work is being conducted. Construction is estimated to be completed around October 8th, and if construction is completed before that estimated date, then the boat ramp will open sooner. However, it may also close longer if weather conditions slow construction. Other boat ramps remaining open include Lone Point, Opossum Creek, Dam West, Lithia Springs, Whitley Creek, Bowwood, and Wilburn Creek Recreation Area boat ramps. If you have questions, you can call the Lake Shelbyville information line at 217-774-2020. And in one final bit of news, keep in mind that the fall trout season also opens in October, and Illinois anglers will soon enjoy pursuing their favorite species during the annual fall catchable trout season, which is slated to open at 5 a.m. on October 16th. DNR officials anticipate that the 2010 Illinois fall fishing trout fishing season will feature rainbow trout fishing at dozens of ponds and lakes throughout the state. Last year, thousands of rainbow trout were stocked in various locations just prior to the opening of the fall trout season. And anglers are reminded they will be stocking these ponds and lakes, and that trout may not be taken. They may be caught, but they must be immediately released until October 1st at 5 a.m. Okay, we're going to take a brief break, come back and look at fishing in each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages.
Do you need to know when the news is on? What about the Farm Report? CNN News? If you have a computer and access to the internet, you can save yourself a phone call by logging on to WSMIRadio.com. Click on Program Schedule. Do you have a community event, a great piece of news, or a really important tidbit that you need to give us? Find out how. Get on the computer and log on to WSMIRadio.com. Click on Station Contact.
Okay, we're back, and each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs are yielding very good action at this time. At Carlisle Lake, in the tailwaters, white bass are rated good. Most are being caught on rooster tails combined with curly tails, tube jigs, or minnows. The catfish bite is also good with a variety of baits producing like cut bait, night crawlers, and cheese baits. The crappie bite is fair. They're starting to see some crappie being caught in the river now, and most are being taken on minnows and tube jigs. And the sauger bite, it's fair. It seems like the overcast days are the best. Vertically jigging off the bottom with the old curly tail tipped with a night crawler or minnow seems to be the hot thing right now. In the main lake, sauger action is rated fair. Most are being caught by the islands and silos by anglers trolling with crankbaits. Catfish rated good. Most anglers are drift fishing with cut shad. Pull and line anglers are also finding success using a variety of commercial baits and cheese baits as well as cut bait. And the crappie action is fair. A few of these crappie are starting to show up now, and it's just a matter of time before the fall crappie bite starts. Tube jigs or minnows seem to be producing best, while some are finding some success casting roadrunners. And some very good white bass now action is reported. The white bass are coming into the shorelines. The best bite is along the clay and rock banks, and many are being taken along the sandy shores. At Lake Shelbyville, more good white bass action is reported. The lake is now back to normal pool, and the white bass are on the flats with those whites, are along with the whites are hungry walleye. The wind is the key to finding the good fishing. The flats get churned up with both wind and boat traffic, and out of nowhere, the whites will converge and the walleye lay in wait under them for easy pickings. Now, covering water until you find them is also the key. Hit one big white bass and throw on the brakes. He'll have a ton of buddies with him, and they'll also be looking closely for bait fish on the surface, dimpling from time to time. Sometimes they're hard to see in the wave action, but you can see them if you watch very closely. Key in on the warming trends. Watch the weather for the biggest jump in temperature, and that will give you the strongest south wind. The shallow flats fishing is all about wind, so you don't want a calm day or a slight cold front, as this will switch the wind direction back from the north. So once we get a big drop in the temperatures, too, we'll also start seeing some very good crappie action. We need those water temperatures to get down to 70 or even less, and then the crappie will make a move. Right now, they're out in the deep basins chasing shad, and the shad will make a big push into the front half of the biggest coves on the lake once these temperatures start to drop. So there's some pretty good crappie fishing waiting for us. It's just a matter of some cooler temperatures coming on. And at Shelbyville, the catfish and bass are also producing some pretty good action. Lots of good things to be had there at Lake Shelbyville, and more coming. At Wren Lake, the crappie bite is already great and will only get better as soon as the water keeps cooling. A few fish are already being caught shallow in the Gun Creek area. Stake beds and brush piles anywhere from 2 to 10 feet are holding fish. Look around the laydown trees along the banks. Fish these starting at the deepest part and move shallower. Some nice fish are being caught. Minnows fished anywhere from 1 to 10 foot deep seem to be producing the best. Watch the other fishermen and pay attention to how deep they are fishing when they're catching fish. Also, the bass are moving into the shallow woody cover on the coves. Huge schools of shad are schooling, and the bass are taking advantage of these fish. Several bass are falling for the half-ounce white spinnerbait with silver willow leaf blades. Square-billed crankbaits are also a good choice on Wren Lake, and repeated casts to the same target seem to pay off more than the run-and-gun style. If you can find water 3 foot or less with woody cover, especially laydowns with shad in the area, you probably located bass. And the catfish bite, as always, has been good at this lake. Rend continues to be one of the best catfish lakes lakes in the state. Cut shad is working very well, as well as a variety of commercial baits. If fishing from the shore, continue the try the Einar boat ramp. That seems to be the hottest spot around. And just about anywhere will catch catfish, however. Tight line on the bottom. If you're drift fishing from a boat, try fishing north of Highway 154 and south of Loren Lake Resort. If you get north of the resort, you'll tangle into a bunch of stumps. So plenty of good fishing to be had here. The squirrel hunt's going strong, and more hunting seasons soon to open. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.